Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned into Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We have a very, very special show lined up for you guys today, as we always do here on LA Talk Radio. You know, guys, we have dedicated our lives to the very purpose of assisting as many people as possible in embodying their highest and greatest selves. We here on the Vibration Station offer different ways of approaching the human experience to possibly bring some more joy, a little bit more laughter, definitely some more clarity, just a greater overall understanding for life and this human experience in general. Well, today, we're going to be talking about how to focus on the joy in life. Now, I know that this is the topic that we do often talk about here on the Vibration Station. We do approach it from different facets. We talk about different aspects of happiness in the human experience. It's definitely a multifaceted topic. But for today's show, it is absolutely different than the rest, and it's very special. And I'll tell you why. It's because we have our in-studio guest with us today, or I should say a call-in guest, the one and only, very, very special, Dr. Michelle Cohen. How are you doing, Doc?
I'm doing great, Davey. Thanks for having me on today. It's always a blast to be with you.
It's always a blast to have you on the show. Thank you so much for taking a good portion out of your Sunday to chat with us and share with us your profound wisdom and understanding about how to live a happier, more joyous lifestyle.
Ah, it's totally my pleasure.
Love it. Now, Doc, the reason, obviously, as you know, why I had asked you to come on today's show is because you being a doctor of psychology, you understand not only, you know, the chemicals in the brain, how all that stuff breaks down, serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine, and how that affects different types of possible personality disorders, but you also are very educated in regards to human emotion. You're very educated in how to assist people and coax people into finding themselves back to a peaceful state of mind, which actually I found in my human experience to be one of the most difficult things to do when you are in somewhat of a lower frequency.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It is hard to do, isn't it? I mean, because we're so used to being bombarded by, you know, negativity, and I hate to say that, and I'm not meaning to manifest that, but I mean, you know, everywhere in social media, there's negative stuff in the news, and, you know, everybody has their own issues, and we're always talking to people and reading, you know, Instagrams and Facebook, and, you know, it's not always all positive for everybody. You know, it's almost like therapy.
Rarely. Interestingly enough, it is rarely positive. You know, you would think that in today's world with all the contrasting, you know, last week on the show, we did talk about how to deal with all the changes of the world, right? How to deal with the ever-changing momentum of the consciousness of the planet. And I think that a lot of that ties into the choices that we make, you know, in regards to what we do choose to spread on social media, what we choose not only to spread, but to read, to watch, to participate in. in social media. And you'd think that in this world that we live in, with everything that's going on, people would be a little bit more inclined to focus on the positive. But unfortunately, it seems like there's a lot of the contrast.
Oh, I hear you. I mean, it just seems like that. And, you know, we talked about our show today, of course, you know, you and I, before I went on the air. And I sort of had, I wrote down something that I can share with your listeners that I use with my patients in my office to help them sort of change their thoughts and why that's
I would love
important.
Oh, so, I was going to say, if you don't mind, I'd love for the share. I'd love to hear the share.
Sure, we can do that. But I, you know, you are a master manifester. I mean, I've seen you create some things in your life that you've desired, and you're really amazing at it. And I just wanted to compliment you on, you know, how, you know, you just put out that high vibration for people. And, you know, you just said to me it's a little hard sometimes. But to me, you always seem like you're a really pretty positive person. So I don't know what your technique is, but maybe you can share why it's important. Why it's important, because I know you're so mindful of yourself, and you beat up on yourself, and you know, oh, I've got to start thinking more positive. I think we all do, but you especially, because you're sort of like a leader in media about consciousness. So why do you think it's important for us to, you know, keep a high vibration and have sort of more positive thoughts in our daily life?
Well, first and foremost, Doc, thank you so much for the very kind and sweet compliment. I really appreciate it. And what I will say is the reason why I think it is so important to only focus on participating in things via social media, and not only social media, but life in general, right? But in this circumstance, we are talking about how social media can affect emotion and choosing what you watch and how that, you know, makes you feel. But the reason why I feel that it is so important that people make a deliberate effort to focus on the positive aspects in social media is because people care so much about what everyone else thinks, right? So here's the thing. If you choose to go on social media, let it be Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, whatever it is, right? Even Pinterest, right? Well, whatever it might be. You see pictures of people traveling, or they got this new car that you always desired, or they got... And another thing, a subcontext to this, is we always tend to look up the things that we desire, right? So we go on social media and we look up the cars that we want, and we look up the houses that we want, and we look up people that are already living that lifestyle, and it can do one of two things, right? Depending on our approach and depending on our relationship with whatever that might be, it can either do one, it can make us feel lesser than we already are. It can diminish our belief in ourselves, because we see someone else, we see that they have it, and we see that they're happy. At least that's what they propose to the world. And then we look at our lives and we're like, oh, well, I'm putting in the work. I'm trying so hard and I want these things, but I can't get them. And then you start spiraling into the negative of why I don't have them or why I don't deserve them. So that's one. Now, number two, another aspect that obviously can be approached is, wow, if that person can do it, then I absolutely can. If that person can do it, then I have every single means available to me to make this happen and manifest this in my life. So I think now looping back around to answer your question, why is it so important to focus on participating only in positive aspects, is because when you participate in the negative approaches to what social media offers, you all of a sudden recalibrate your identity to what everyone else thinks about you and the topics that you are focusing on, right? Now, I do want to say this. I want to say that there is not necessarily, it's not like there's good topics and bad topics. Everything just is. And I know there's a lot of people out there that will contradict me and say that I'm wrong. you know, that there are bad topics. I say there's no such thing as a bad topic. There's such thing as a bad approach to a topic, right? Even if you're talking about death, even if you're talking about violence, even if you're talking about harming, you know, a person, right? It depends on how you're approaching that, right? So if you approach that in a way that says, you know, obviously I choose never to harm a person, you're still talking about that topic, but you're approaching it from a positive way. So that's kind of that's my foundation to that answer. And Doc, I would actually, if you don't mind, I'd like to spin it around and ask you the same thing. What, in your professional opinion, now that what I just shared with you was my personal experience, you know, being active in social media and, you know, having hundreds of thousands of followers that do respond to the things that I post. So that's kind of that's where I'm coming from in this aspect. But you also influencing hundreds of thousands of people, but from a professional standpoint, what do you feel are the most important aspects of focusing only on the positive, you know, parts of social media?
Well, I think, you know, I think there's just old school sort of common sense psychological reasons, but I also think there's reasons that we don't really understand or see, or, you know, many of us that are involved in physics. And also, I really believe in the law of attraction. I do believe in the law of attraction. There are some questions I have sometimes that I don't understand why certain things happen, but many times it does come around to usually the law of attraction. And that is, you know, that what you think is what your life is about. So that how we feel, how we think, how we put ourselves out there is really sort of, you know, how our life is projected back to us. I kind of look at, you know, like if there's the universe out there, it's like a giant mirror. You know, so if our consciousness is negative and hateful and angry and always upset and blaming other people, and we're just in a bad space, I think that the world will sort of, and people and things will come into our lives. We sort of attract those negative experiences, whether it's maybe a car accident or whether it's someone, you know, coming up to you in a market who's really, you know, mean, or one of our friends or one of our, you know, beloveds in a relationship, you know, coming back and being all of a sudden angry or in a bad place or whatever. Now, everyone is responsible for themselves.
Right.
Right? But we sometimes attract the negative experiences, situations, and people, I think, depending on our state of mind and our general well-being of thought.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that I think is a physics thing, and it's spiritual, but it's also physics. Some people want to call it metaphysical. That's fine. It's all good.
Right.
But in the common psychological world, here's the thing. If we project just by who we are out there in the world as positive and nice and pleasant psychologically, you know, old school, we're going to be received usually pretty positive from other people.
Right. You know? Absolutely.
So I think 100%. Both of them combined, you know, the just practical sense of if you're in a peaceful place and kind to other people, there are some people who will be in a bad space, but they usually, they'll just kind of like go, whatever, and move on. But the other people who are really responding to you and liking your kindness and liking your personality will respond positively and act to that.
Yes.
You know, so I think just generally, you know, rationally speaking, that's just the way it is in the world. But I really do believe. Yeah.
No, please go on. I was just saying I couldn't agree more. Yeah. No, I was just saying I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think We all just want to enjoy life, and we all want things to go smoothly, and we want things to happen, you know, in the future for us, whatever it may be. If it's, you know, we want more, you know, financial abundance or emotional abundance, or we want to be in a relationship, or, you know, whatever it may be, right? We can sort of act in our minds and imagine, but if we are in a higher vibration and positive about it, knowing it's coming to us, not when, you know, that resistant thinking.
Exactly.
If we're more positive, and, you know, and the other thing is not necessarily positive about that thing we want, whether it's money in the bank or a good relationship, but just positive in general. Holding yourself in a just a general, I would say, stable or more peaceful place every day.
Absolutely.
You know, and so what I see is a lot of people in my practice come in and they're so responsive to social media. Their moods are up and down about what other people think or what other people did. It affects them personally and how they feel about themselves. My goal is just stable, happy, peaceful, positive, not going to the drama.
Right.
And I think, and they, you know, like Esther Hicks calls it a higher vibration. You're not being negative, or you're not you know, keeping negative thoughts, you know, all the time.
Right. No, and that's, you know, I mean, that is so profound. You know, everything that you just shared, it really is profound. And you know, this in staying in, you know, resonance with the topic of today's show being, you know, deliberately focusing on positive aspects, focusing on the joy in life, not letting unnecessary experiences bring you down, or, you know, little things like seeing something on social media that bums you out and then it ruins your day. You know, these moment-to-moment experiences really just come down to a choice. It's a choice it's the choice of who you want to be, right? Do you want to be that person that gets affected every single time they see a post that doesn't resonate with them? Do you want to be that person that has to write back something negative just to prove your point, right? Or and to keep in mind, if you are one of those people, you're wasting such valuable time on something that, that really no one's going to read. I mean, with all due respect, you know, and sure, if you have, you know, if you have a large following, then I'm sure people will read it. But who are you going to help by putting someone else down? Right. I guess my approach to that is, if you see something that you don't really resonate with, you you just act as if it isn't there. You know, you don't put energy towards it. You don't put energy to try to take it away. You know, the universe, and this is something that I am constantly reminding myself, the universe does not know exclusion. There is nothing that you can ever exclude, right? And that's why when people say, stop this behavior, or stop doing whatever it is that that someone wants you to stop doing, or that you want to stop doing, whether it be an addiction or whether it be some sort of behavior or anger or some sort of emotion that doesn't serve you. People say stop. In my humble opinion, I don't say stop. I say learn to live above it. Don't completely erase it from your consciousness, because then you're going to be naive to it once again. Instead of completely acting as if it doesn't exist, understand that it exists, be aware of it, and not only be aware of it, but do something to change it in a positive way. And that's the foundation of learning how to be and live a happy and healthy lifestyle that does that is not based on what other people think. That's really what it comes down to. So the basis of all unhappiness, I mean, this is what the Buddha says, is obviously desire, right? People say, oh, well, to have desire is the root of all unhappiness. That's why you must let go attachment and release all desire. Well, what I say to that is, I do understand where they're coming from, but it's really healthy to want things in life. And what I think the Buddha said in regards to desire is desire for desire for recognition, right? Release that desire for wanting to be recognized for something that you did, or release that desire for wanting to get that pat on the back when you feel like you deserve it. Release that desire to need someone else's approval. Again, essentially what I'm saying is all of this desire is externally based. When you have desire that is internally based, focusing on your joy, your happiness, your sustenance, your ability to provide for yourself and your family, that's all internal and it manifests externally.
Yes, yes. No, you that's really perfect the way you put it. I think that there's nothing wrong, especially with growing up, you know, with, you know, teaching our children, you know, and modeling to them about being kind to others, and also showing, you know, praise for them, and, you know, giving them an identity of, wow, is that what you like? Art? You're a great artist. You know, our children, you know, just helping inspire them to whatever they'd like to do. I think that's really positive. And I think to want something, you know, like a great artist or a great musician or whatever you want to be, a great doctor or whatever, inspiring and saying, yes, you are good. Keep going. It is important to have that, you know, positive reinforcement from parents growing up and from other loved ones who we really care about. But I think I know where you're coming from. You're saying don't let your self-esteem depend on what others think, especially like in social media, right?
Right. Exactly. And, you know, we've seen so many displays of this where even in with people, famous people or people that are recognized for, you know, acting or singing or whatever it is that, you know, they've been, you know, recognized for. We see, you know, you've heard of these, they're called like Twitter battles and stuff like that.
Oh, totally.
Or, you know, post battles where someone, you know, one person that has a following will post something bad about another person, then all of a sudden it'll have like a Twitter war, and people will be, and then their followers will get involved, and then all of a sudden there's hundreds of thousands of comments going back and forth about something that is absolutely unnecessarily talked. Like it's not necessary. It doesn't assist in expanding consciousness. Right. It doesn't assist in adding more joy into your life. All you do is you judge people. I'm obviously not saying you, Doc. I'm saying the masses, the people that do participate in these types of things, and even not even so much as these Twitter battles. Is it's like, you know, so what if you see someone that posts a picture or a video or whatever on Instagram, and you know, you see something in them that you don't like. Let's say, oh, they, you know, they look chubby in that picture, you know, oh, they look fat in that picture. Well, you ask yourself, what is it within you that has the desire to point that out in that person? Why can't you just scroll past, let it be, not say anything? There's clearly something within you to where you you think you're fat, you know, as a
As an example. Projecting your own insecurities onto other people, projecting your own negativity onto other people to make them feel bad because somehow we think it'll make us feel better about ourselves.
Exactly.
You know? And I see a lot of that. It's not a good thing.
Right. Yeah. I can imagine you see a lot of that. You deal with that on a daily basis, you know, you know, another thing is that's on a macro level, obviously people participating in these social media levels, but then on a micro level, there's kids in school, middle school, elementary school, even middle school, high school, and with social media being so prominent in, especially, you know, the millennials, and then even the children of millennials today, they're so everybody has something to say about everybody else, and that is, in my opinion, why, staying in alignment with today's topic, people tend to forget that their happiness is more important than being right or proving or making your ego feel better. Your happiness and choosing joy and choosing the path of least resistance will go eons further than ever, you know, feeling like you have to judge someone. Because once again, that's just a reflection of you. All you're doing by judging that person is lowering your vibration, making you insecure, making them insecure. And then all of a sudden, through a act of complete selfishness, and not in a good selfish way, but right. in a truly right. egotistic, narcissistic, selfish way, you've just lowered the vibrational mm-hmm. frequency of your school. And you've lowered the vibrational right. frequency of right. the planet, right. you know? Right, and right. I know it sounds silly, but it's true. It's quantum physics.
Right. And we don't, you know, we want to draw a fine line between being a little too narcissistic in terms of, oh, I was responsible for that. But I think we do affect everyone around us sort of by our, you know, moods, by our vibes, by our thinking. And I
of
think
course.
We do attract, like you said, situations and people to us that are of the same frequency, whatever that may be, in the physics world. So right. what I've learned is in my own personal experience, and I know you have too, you just shared that, but and just by talking to a lot of patients in my practice is that it's you know, they're coming in to see me basically to get help with their thoughts or feelings or their worries or whatever about no matter what it is, relationships or, you know, fearing failure or they're going to get fired or whatever it is in the future.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, what I try to teach is more positive feeling and meditation and imagery and teaching them that if they stay sort of stable every day in a more, you know, be mindful of their thoughts, that things will change. And they have to just notice it. You know, I should really be writing this stuff down because personally I know that when I let things go that I'm hanging on to that are negative or worried about a particular, you know, situation in my life personally, I have to, you know, I have to work on finding some kind of a, you know, working with a psychiatrist, with a psychiatric patient on a really serious problem, and I'm worried about it, and I'm afraid that I may make the wrong choice, or, you know, I'm in collaboration. You know, if I let stuff go, let it go,
right.
it'll be what it is. It's going to, in the moment, when it should unfold in the moment normally.
Yes.
You know, if I just do that, what's going to happen is that I see things opening up more positively around me. And the situation I'm trying to figure out usually just sort of works itself out.
Exactly.
It's going to be all right.
It does.
So what I suggest for people to do is to identify sort of your thoughts and work on your thoughts, okay, is do a little exercise where sort of evaluate where you're at in your life. I mean, just think about these things. Are you sort of happy, sort of? Do you have happy moments during the day? Or are you content, at least, with most of your day? Are you excited
right.
about things?
Right.
Are things sort of falling into place for you? A lot. Not completely, like, fabulous, but, you know, are you not complaining? Are you just kind of shutting your mouth and rolling with things? Are you sleeping well? You know, these are the
right.
things I suggest that people really look at. These are the positive things. Does time feel like it's going quickly? These are all positive things. Are you sort of excited to wake up in the morning?
Right.
You know?
That's a big one.
Are you giving to others? Are you giving to others? Are you receiving some really lovely things? Not materialistically necessarily, but just loving kindness from other people. Are you kind of worry-free about things like finances, relationships? Are you enjoying the work that you're doing? You know,
yes.
Do you have less drama in your life? So you'd like to say yes to all of these things, right?
Of course.
So it's pretty normal to say most of no to most of those things that I've sort of brought up. And our
right.
vibration is always changing. But, you know, we never get things done. We never get it all done. We have to just be okay with the unfolding of the excitement of what we're going for in our lives, the many things.
Yes.
But we can still try to maintain a decent kind of state of mind, or as Esther Hicks and you call vibration.
Right.
So things will, I think, get better. So here's an exercise that I use.
Beautiful.
So think about some of those things that I just, you know, kind of gave, you know, threw out there. It's like, are these positive things happening? And so you kind of evaluate how, if those things are happening and how high that your vibration is or your positive thoughts are. So what I ask people to do is make a list of their predominant thoughts and beliefs and their actions every day, like at the end of the day, okay? Was I PO'd at work, or was I happy, or was it the predominant feelings and thoughts, situations that came up, people that came into your life, and how did you act towards them? What are the major things you've been thinking and doing, right? Write down whatever comes to mind. Don't think about it. Just write down kind of free flow what comes to mind. And then look over the list. This is a list, you know. Today I was really mad at my coworker because she said this. So, okay. For any negative thoughts, beliefs, or actions you've written down, cross them out. Take a black Sharpie, cross them out. And right next to each one, write something positive you could think, believe, or act instead. Okay, so for example, if your big thoughts today is my job sucks, right? That's like a constant thing with a lot of people. Write it down, cross it off, and reach for something related but positive. So you could say something like, I really like my coworker, Julie. Okay? And make sure that whatever you write down is true. Okay? So find something good about your situation. You know, I hate my financial situation. I'm tired of being broke. But I do have a chance to make some money when I do this on the side. So that's the positive thing. And I'm going to do more of that maybe. So, but these have to be honest, positive statements. So the idea is to get us to focus more on what's going right than what's going wrong.
Of course.
Okay.
And when
any positive things or beliefs or actions that you've written down on your list originally. So remember, we're just writing sort of stream of consciousness in a list, things I thought today. You know, I woke up and I woke up with my partner and I said, I love her so much, or I love him so much. That's a positive thought. All right. So for any of those original positive thoughts you wrote on your list that night, what I want you to do is circle those and then write down another related but positive thought, belief, or action you can come up with. For example, so if one of your thoughts was, I love my job, write that down, circle it, and then add another comment underneath it like, my boss is so awesome. In other words, what you're doing is you're amping up the good feelings you already have to take yourself to a higher level, right?
Right. You're increasing the momentum.
Exactly. I suggest people do this just casually after their day is kind of winding down when they're, you know, at home usually. Don't get on the internet. Don't start to just chill. Give yourself some space. You know,
definitely.
Yourself some downtime, and whatever you need to do. If you're living with people, go into another room and just sit and write, jot these things down, notate them in your phone, whatever it is, right?
Right.
And with the practice, every kind of evening, if you can do this, it'll help you get into the habit of identifying those negative thoughts and beliefs and actions that are dragging you down. And it'll also get you into the habit of consistently pushing your vibration higher, no matter where you're at on the spectrum. So you're lifting yourself up just a little bit, little bit, little bit. And
that's
with consistent effort, what we find is that not only will our vibration climb higher, but we'll know exactly why. Because then you'll start to notice things around you, like, whoa, I'm getting more responses to do this thing I do that can make extra money.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
Some of the people, my coworkers, are being really awesome to work with. We're really collaborating.
Right.
And, you know, you'll find that also some of the people that you were having problems with in your life who seem to be pulling at you and seem to be sort of negative that you've attracted, they'll sort of fall to the wayside in your life. They'll sort of not be so predominant.
Or they will shift the way that they approach you. Because here's the thing that we also must remember, and thank you, Doc, for sharing that. It's beautifully said. Couldn't have said it better myself. One thing that we must remember is everyone that we interact with is a reflection of our vibration. Now, that is a hard concept to grasp sometimes, to think that how is it that everyone we interact with is a reflection of us? Well, this is the science behind it. Is, you are emitting a frequency. Frequencies are magnetic. So whatever frequency you receive from another being or another person, another experience, an animal, an insect, whatever it is, you are receiving that in magnetic response to your vibration. So just as you said, if you write down some things that you're feeling positive about and then create more momentum to justify and solidify and assist in crystallizing those positive aspects, what you're going to do is you're going to rearrange the neural pathways in your brain. And we're getting to the science of it. You're actually going to reconstruct new neural nets in your brain that tell yourself that you are in a more positive environment than you were the last time that you were in the same situation. Therefore, everyone else that interacts with you has to, by universal law, match that newfound frequency. That's why, for example, the entrepreneur that is looking for the investor, right? He can go meet with 100 different investors and get all no's. And the only reason why that happened is because either one, he didn't necessarily fully believe in his product, or number two, he didn't fully believe in his or her presentation, right? Or whatever it might be. There was some sort of lack of faith, lack of knowingness, right? Now, when that entrepreneur decides, I don't care if they invest in me or not, I don't care about the result. I care that I have the opportunity to get up and share what I'm passionate about in what I created. So it's not about the result. And the same thing about how, all these experts on the law of attraction talk about how people win the lottery. It's because they don't care about the outcome. They just get a ticket and it's fun to play. They say, I'm participating in a game that could potentially yield to me a lot of money. And that idea in and of itself is fun. Whether I win or not doesn't matter. But what I do know is that I'm having fun in the process. And that is, once again, keeping in alignment with today's topic, the importance of maintaining joy and staying in joy. Now, let's say that same entrepreneur, let's say he goes onto social media and people are saying how they don't like his product. All of a sudden, because this entrepreneur decided to take on what these people said, he now is lowering his chances of getting that investment, because the more negative things he hears, the more negative comments he participates in by listening to or trying to comment back and explain himself why it is a good product, the more he's going to cause resistance towards the free-flowing potentials of what could manifest for his business. But until, or the same situation, you read those things and you say, you know what? These people have no idea what my product is about. Wait until it's on the shelf, and that will give you more motivation. So once again, it loops around to a choice. It's all a choice. How do you choose to think about whatever it is that is bringing you joy or is bringing you a lack of joy?
Yes, yes. No, it's perfect. I totally agree. Yes.
And Doc, something that I wanted to ask you in your humble opinion, through your practice, right? Talk about having to maintain a positive state of mind. I could only imagine, being a licensed psychologist, being a licensed doctor, where people come to you all day long, every day, and just share with you, the things that are making them depressed and down. how do you, as a professional, take on this energy and still maintain your overwhelming happiness and joy all the time? You're always so happy when I talk to you and when I see you. You always have a smile on your face. You're always talking so positive. But 8 hours, 9 hours a day, you're listening to people talking about how life sucks. How do you draw that line?
The way that I have to continuously think, it's a way of thinking. And it's a constant, it's within who I am. And that thought is every day, you know, in the morning I meditate, and every day I realize and I reinform myself and I sort of infuse in my neural patterns that we all have issues. We all have survival techniques. And there is no judgment of taking on the sadness. I mean, I can empathize and I can hear, but where I'm coming from every morning before I go into my practice is I have to be loving, and I have to just allow for them to have their, you know, truth and their fears and their sadness, and therefore it is not mine, it is theirs.
Right.
But I have to love them for being able to share that. So it's a fine line between just appreciating someone's pain or issues and you know, rather than taking that in to myself. You know, I can identify with certain things that people say in terms of how they feel or their fears or sadness or bereavement when they've lost someone, that kind of thing. And I can share information that I know about what can help with certain ways of thinking or feeling if they want it, or I can just be a listener and support.
Right.
But I've learned that I can't intermingle my identity and who I am so deeply into theirs to where I'm taking on so seriously their pain. I have to remain a loving observer. It's a loving observer is what it is. And it's
beautiful.
It's challenging, but it's the only way I think most therapists and psychiatrists, psychologists, you know, caregivers, especially in any kind of nursing, doctors, caregiving feel. I think we all have to try on some level and just love and allow others to have their own sadness and pain and whatever that may be.
Yes. And I'm going to dovetail into how that extends to every single person on the planet, just like we were talking about earlier, where in the same way that, you know, in your profession, you talk to people, you take on energy, then you have to cleanse yourself. You have to realize that it's not yours. Their depression is not yours. In the same way that every single other person that's on social media gets a negative comment and it gets them down, you know, or some, you know, you post a picture and someone says, I don't like what you're wearing, or someone calls you fat, or someone, whatever it might be. Same thing. That's their sadness. That's their interpretation. That's their pain. That's their resistance to something within their ego, within their self-esteem, to where they're not happy with a circumstance in their lives. Right. And that is, you know, that is, in my opinion, the answer to maintaining, you know, and sustaining a happy lifestyle, right? That's really what it comes down to, is in the same way, regardless of what profession you're in. And obviously, like you said, you know, mental health profession and caregiving professions are absolutely at the top of the list in regards to, you know, needing to cleanse that energy and not take it on too deeply and not take on that negativity and spread it to the family and stuff. But also, like we said, on an individual basis, on a person to person, moment to moment basis, every single time someone's on social media or even out in public and someone makes a comment or someone acts weird or says something or does something to bring you down, just know, once again, it is a choice. You are choosing to either empower yourself by accepting others and seeing the love and the light and the alignment within all beings, or you are cutting yourself off from the stream by judging, by calling someone fat, calling someone ugly, calling someone whatever it is. Oh, I don't like what they're wearing. Why say it? Why spread the energy? And you know what? If you do, just remember that you're projecting your own insecurities. And if you read something and someone talks about you or someone or something that you like that you don't want them to talk bad about, and they talk down about it, just remember that once again, they're projecting their own insecurities. And at the end of the day, if everyone was stripped of their insecurities, if everyone was stripped of that profound desire to feed the ego, no one would have anything bad to say about anyone anywhere. Everyone would be understanding. Everyone would be supportive of everyone else's happiness and joy. Because at the end of the day, when you understand the power of love, the power of acceptance, the power of joy, the power of choosing happiness, you don't want to participate in anything else because it does not serve you. It doesn't feel good. It's not even a fraction. It doesn't do for you what a fraction of, you know, being negative towards something does. So that's really the fundamentals of today's show. And you know, I always want the listeners to know if they need someone to talk to, you can always email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com, D-A-V-E-S, vibrationstation@gmail.com. And Doc, I'm so sorry for not saying this earlier. Make sure, listeners, to check out Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 on the couch with Dr. Michelle, Channel 1, LA Talk Radio. You can't miss it. It is so awesome. She has so many amazing and profound wise aspects and things that she talks about on her show. Doc, you've inspired me from day one on your show. You know, you are the reason why I do what I do here. It's been inspired a lot of it by you. So it really does go a long way.
Thank you, Dave. I also wanted to do a personal plug here. I'm going to be on the Discovery Channel this evening at 7 p.m. I'm working on a show. It's called Breaking Homicide. You know, like Breaking Bad. Yeah, it's on the Discovery Channel. It's called Breaking Homicide, and we're trying to solve the passing of a woman who supposedly committed suicide, Rebecca Zahau, at the Spreckles Mansion. Supposedly she committed suicide. But just Friday, you know, day before yesterday, in a civil suit, there was someone actually who was accused of her murder. And I'm analyzing his body language actually tonight in that show. So I'm watching his. I watched his interrogation with the detective and his polygraph test. So I'm analyzing sort of what I think in terms of is he guilty or not based on his, you know, the way he words things and his body language. So you guys might want to check it out. It's a fascinating case. I found, you know, that I was really fascinated on working with it and the detectives because it's one of those really difficult ones to solve. Was it a suicide or was it a suicide? Wow.
That is so cool, Doc. Well, yeah, make sure
to fascinating study.
Check out Breaking Homicide tonight on the Discovery Channel. I'm so proud of you, Doc. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Once again, thank you so much for being such an inspiration to us all, for sharing such wonderful wisdom and your personal experiences. And thank you for teaching us and sharing with us how to maintain focusing on joy and choosing a path of least resistance. It's been a really, really great show. Thank you so much.
That was so much fun, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Doc. You have a wonderful day, and we'll see you on the Discovery Channel tonight.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Dave. Take good care.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye. Once again, guys, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours here on the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey, sending you all the unconditional love. You know, that you have the power to focus on the things that bring you the greatest joy in your life. Through your deliberate focus on this joy, you can and absolutely will manifest the life of your dreams. Love you guys so much. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Good Vibe Station. And you can always email me at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We will see you guys next Sunday. Peace. Yippee.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.